from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right. Klay Thompson officially is signing with the Dallas Mavericks. Wow. 3 years, $50 million. It's part of a sign and trade. Right now, we know that Josh Green is going to Charlotte. He was on the Mavericks. So the Warriors may get something back. They are likely to, I believe. But Klay Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, is a Dallas Maverick.
Wow.
3 years, $50 million with a player option for the third year. That sounds like 13, 16, 19, something like that. 13 plus 16 is 29, 19 is 48. I'd have to look, but they might have built that three-year deal off the mid-level, which is about 13.
But that's it's one more year than what he turned down, and it's a lot less than the 2 for $48. But wow, you talked about it, Stoney. The Mavericks were just in the finals.
Yeah,
we're gonna see him play big time basketball. But I just want to say thank you to Klay Thompson for everything he's done, and there's no doubt he was feeling some type of way, man, for him to take this deal, Stoney, to get up out of Dodge. But $16.6 million a year around, like, that's not 30 mil, you know, a pop. So there really had to be some animosity for him to take that deal. But kudos to Klay, and thank you for everything that you've done. I am shocked, man.
Man, I tell you the one thing that I've been looking at, and it to me is more of a, I don't know, I think it's important. I just looked down a list of great players, and it's tough for a great player to come off the bench, particularly with the team that he starred for. Yeah. Like Karl Malone. Well, he came off the bench with the Lakers after he left Utah. Guy like Kevin Garnett never came off the bench. Nowitzki never came off the bench until his very last season, and he only played 50 games in that. Even Dwayne Wade when he left Miami. And you know what?
Give it to me, man.
A guy will come off the bench the last year of his deal, but no guy wants to come off the bench these last 2 or 3 years if he thinks he's a great player. Yeah. Look at Chris Paul. I bet he starts in San Antonio.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Exactly.
But none of those guys you mentioned had the two catastrophic injuries that Klay had, Stoney. But, man, Klay will be playing big time. We're rooting for the Warriors, but good God, man.
All right, let's go to CJ is in New Orleans.
One sec. There's also another piece of this from Wojnarowski of ESPN. Thompson allegedly had 4-year offers for more money, but taking less was offset by the chance to win a fifth championship with the Mavs and difference in state taxes.
Oh, yeah. Texas. The Lone Star State.
Yeah, he was in serious talks with the Mavs and Lakers.
Mm. And just real quick, Sam, before you go to calls, just think about the finals that we just witnessed. Dallas coming back, trying to hang in there, and Hardaway Jr. couldn't hit the side of the barn. They had nobody that could consistently, you know, make a three or a big shot from the outside. Now you got two penetrators, two dudes that can draw the defense with Luka and Kyrie to kick out to Klay. I think this is a perfect fit.
Klay Thompson is signing with the Dallas Mavericks.
Wow.
3 years, $50 million. Last year is a player option. Klay Thompson, an original Splash Brother.
Yes.
Is no longer a Warrior.
And
it's going to take a while to sink in.
Oh, no doubt. But to Evan's point, we want to find out if a player's coming here, right? That's the, like, I'm like, I keep checking the refreshing, like, Steiny, who could they?
It'll probably be Maxi Kleber.
Oh, good God.
That's
Stephen
my call.
Langford's twin.
That's
oh,
my
man.
Call.
I'm out.
CJ in New Orleans. Well, there's some shooting, though.
How you doing?
That you want.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, CJ? How you doing, man?
Wow.
How you doing? I'm good. I just wanted to speak on the little Klay Thompson situation. I'm happy for Klay Thompson, by the way, you know. He was Dallas. I'm kind of hurt, dude, because I ain't want to see him leave on Curry and Draymond, but I know business is business. He had to do what's best for him and his mental health or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know where we go from here, dude. I don't know what we do. I don't know. That's all I want to see. I'm kind of hurt, so I can't believe we really gone. So I don't know what we do from here. That's all I want to see, fella. That's it.
We got to get his replacement. That's what we do from here, Steiny. And if it's in-house, Moody or Pods, I don't think that's enough. I mean, again, you can scoff. We can go up and down about 38% from three. I mean, he can get hot with the best of them, but you got to replace that. And now shooting is a box you need to check collectively as a Warrior team with this departure.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not ready to say that Pods and Moody
can't do it.
I'm not going to say, like, okay, nobody's going to ever replace Klay Thompson shooting over the past decade or 12 years. And Klay Thompson was one of the best defenders in the league for his first 8-9 years in the league. But the reality is, Pajemski and Moody bring different stuff to the table, and in basketball, to me, it's all about fit. I think there's an opportunity for the Warriors to lose Klay Thompson and still be better as a team, becoming more well-rounded with guys who do more than Klay Thompson. Maybe you replace Klay Thompson with an actual playmaker-type player who can make plays for others.
When do we find out, you think, what the Warriors' final offer to Klay was, or do you think it was the 2 for $48, or that was off the board?
I don't think there was an offer.
Wow.
After the 2 for $48. Mm. Let's go to...
Gonna miss you, Klay.
Let's go to that guy. That guy in Oakland. Hey, that guy, what's going on? If you're just joining us, Klay Thompson is signing with the Dallas Mavericks. Three years, $50 million. Third-year player option, and Klay Thompson, an original Splash Brother. He's played his last game for the Golden State Warriors. What's going on, that guy? How you doing?
Steiny, my man. Dude, my brother, what is happening, man? Hey. This is a sad day. And I'm going to preface this because I'm feeling some kind of way right now. I'm in my feelings about this because Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and Rick Barry, that includes Steph Curry. Those three guys, Barry, Thompson, Draymond, my three all-time favorites. So this is a sad day for me. And I'm a season ticket holder. And coming up this season, I would have gone over $1.2 million in tickets. And I blame all this on the management of the Golden State Warriors. Because it is a business. Don't get me wrong. It's a business. But at some point, it's got to be part family. You know what I'm saying? So the big three, without number 11, you don't have four. He held up four on his rings, and he was proud of it. Klay Thompson is a very emotional guy. He took it personally that he didn't make a shot in the last game. He was angry at himself. And you know what? Hear me out, guys, because I'm coming down the road of my guy Draymond Green and Steph Curry, because they all say Steph Curry is the Brady of basketball. But you know what? I disagree, because Brady, he didn't have to call people up. They were calling him to want to play on that team. I don't see anyone coming wanting to play on this team. They've come into the Patriots for the minimum. How is it so hard to get team players on this team? And for this management, Dunleavy, and before him, Myers, not to be able to secure Klay Thompson? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
You're a joke, Myers. You're a joke, Dunleavy and Kerr.
All right.
I want Klay back. I want Klay back. No, you didn't, because you didn't do anything to stop it. And I'm wearing my number 11 every game, and if I'm going to the Dallas game, if number 11 hits a three to beat us, I'm standing up and cheering. This is BS.
All right, that guy. Appreciate the call.
He was hot. I've got to ask you this question before you go. Stani, is this a bad look? The way that he left out of here disgruntled?
I don't know how much
not appreciated?
I don't know how much it'll matter in the long run, but I do think it's curious that, oh, it's Steph's team. Steph makes the decision.
Wow,
Steph
man.
Signed off. So can I now assume that Steph Curry and Draymond Green didn't want Klay Thompson back?
I don't know how it would
because
be.
Because if they wanted him back, wouldn't they?
No
I
doubt.
Mean, it's Steph's franchise.
No doubt. This would be sacrilegious.
So,
and he went for 17 mil a year, Steiny.
Yes, wow. He did. Let's go to City Boy. City Boy, what's going on, my man?
Oh, man. Yeah, listening to that guy and his passion, man, I'm feeling for him right now. I'm going to miss Klay a lot, too. I think I'm maybe a little more pragmatic about the whole thing, but I understand the emotion. Klay meant a lot to everybody here in the Bay that's a Warriors fan.
Right.
I mean, my son grew up watching the Splash Brothers. I got him on my wall and everything, you know? I mean, hey, I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss him, and I thank him for everything. It was time. I mean, if I'm honest, I think, you know, there's a couple things. I hear everybody coming down Dunleavy's road. I mean, this dude was put in a little bit of a tough spot. I think that he was hired to do just what he's doing. Lake have made it clear about the spending needing to be under control, especially with the CBA. And, you know, I'll be honest. I think it's a terrible CBA. And this thing is set up to do just what it's doing, which is breaking up teams that built through the draft. You know, I wish that they could create some sort of exemption for players drafted by your team to maybe not be taxed. Maybe that counts against your cap, but not taxed. You know, I mean, it devalues draft picks and scouting and all that. So the CBA stinks. We're losing Klay. That stinks. I think there's obviously a lot more to it than just money, as you can see by the deal that he got with Dallas. I think Dallas's point of attack defense is going to be atrocious. I mean, what are they going to do with Luka, Kyrie, and Klay guarding the perimeter? I mean, they're in trouble, I think. I think this is a bad move for Dallas, personally.
All right.
Klay would have been better suited, you know, playing for Philly or somebody with a big man who can, you know, play through the, you know, play in the post, kick it out. Anyway, I mean, Luka's going to get him shots, but defense is going to be tough. So the Warriors, I'm hoping they go find a way to get DeRozan or something like that. I think you know, if you can get somebody like DeRozan on a 2-year deal, you know, Paul George would have been awesome for 1 year, right? Maybe two. Thank goodness we didn't get him for 4 years. I mean, that would have been a real problem down the road. So, you know, I think there's some silver linings. It's too bad they couldn't use Chris Paul's money, but clearly they tried. They were beating the weeds. Nobody wanted that contract, even for an expiring deal, for anything we wanted in return. You know, they're going to do something. And, you know, the idea, you know, I heard Bonte talking about spacing and stuff like that. I mean, you know, I love Klay, but down the stretch, Steph was struggling and Klay was out there with him. So I don't even necessarily think, even if we didn't make another move, that we'd be worse than we were last year. Maybe. I mean, Draymond and Steph are right. A year older, but, you know, anyway.
Appreciate
you know,
it.
We're going to make a move, too.
Boy.
Appreciate it, City Boy. So I'm going to bring Evan in here. I'm looking at ESPN.
Who'd we get?
And it says Klay Thompson plans to join the Dallas Mavericks on a 3-year, $50 million deal that includes a player option. Sources told ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski.
May or may not have jumped the gun because that was the report. Sham Sharani also said that he intends to sign with the Mavericks, and this was 10 minutes ago. Chris Haynes also had a similar report from Woj. However, as of About 2 minutes ago, this is from Chris Haynes of Bleacher Report. Golden State is still working through details with Dallas, and I'm told, quote, a deal is not close, end quote, at this point. Also, our insider, Anthony Slater of The Athletic, is reporting that the Warriors haven't agreed to any Klay Thompson sign and trade to Dallas at this point. Per sources, could still happen, but negotiation slash finalization would still be needed.
Wow. So, Evan, I'm going to assume Stani is not done.
Well, it's not done. I think the question is,
I think it's done with
when.
The Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still done with the Warriors.
And I got to say that. I got to say this to that, because now the emotion is starting to creep up, Stani. Let's just, I always assumed or was under the assumption if Klay left Orlando or some team was going to throw 30 at him, and it was one of those things in regard to optics to where the Warriors put their best foot forward and he went for the money grab. But if somehow this deal is actually, it's 3 for $50 and it's 16, 17 annually, Stani, I do think the Warriors and their culture take a hit, including Steph and Dre, of how can you let the third, you know, the Splash Brother and one of the big three leave for much of nothing? Because that's what I'm looking at this deal. If it's true, 3 for $50, that's much enough. Like, they really didn't think highly of Klay then.
And vice versa, it sounds like. And vice versa. Leo's in San Francisco. Hey, Leo, how you doing? If you're just joining us, conflicting reports. Some have Klay Thompson going to Dallas. Other reports say not so fast. But the one thing that does seem clear is Klay Thompson won't be a Warrior. That's what feels like it's safe to say. What's up, Leo, in San Francisco?
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing today?
Hey.
So it sounds like to me that the Warriors are holding this up, so they're continuing to screw Klay around and not giving him the option to go make a little bit more money and play for Dallas with a chance to win a championship. They're going to screw it up, so he's going to have to take basically whatever free agent money he can get, which is probably around 12 or 13 million a year. So that's my cynical side of me on this whole thing that I'm hearing now. I wanted to congratulate him for going to Dallas. I think it's a pretty good fit. And despite the weakness in their perimeter defense, they do have two rim protectors in Lively and Gaffer. So that should help them compared to what the Warriors have, which is basically no rim protectors. The other thing I just wanted to say, you talked about a little bit about the trade. I want to thank Paul George from saving the Warriors from themselves by tying them down with a 4-year max contract that would have been an albatross across around their neck. Basically, Paul George was not going to get him even to a conference final. And they had no other moves if they would have signed him. It would have been similar to them last year signing a 6-foot guard who was near 40 and the Warriors hoping that somehow that was going to get him to another championship. And I think the bottom line, I don't think it's about the money for Klay. I think it is about a lack of respect. And I think, Guru, you touched on it earlier. The minute they gave Draymond that 4-year, $100 million contract, that screwed everything. Because at the end of the day, Klay said, wait a minute, and I think, Guru, you said this earlier, you got a guy here who punched his teammate, didn't get any kind of suspension for it from the Warriors, and basically went on to get a 4-year, $100 million contract, and then screwed that up last year, two years in a row. He screwed it up again, didn't learn his lesson, and now he's trying revisionist history, going on his podcast talking about, you know, how he's really a good guy. And he's not going to get any better on the court. It ain't going to get worse. And that started to show up in that Boston series in terms of his inability to cover fast wings when they were going small. Yep. So anyway, I'm looking at the Warriors. I hope they don't make any panic moves. I would not make a move for Levine. He's breaking down feet, knees, and I don't think they should trade Wiggins for somebody else's pocket lint. At the end of the day, if they're stuck with Wiggins, when they signed the contract, everybody thought it was a great contract because he took less than he could have gotten the open market. And at least if they can get him, you know, anywhere near he was that year when they won the championship against Boston, at least he can play some defense. Because right now, this league is moving towards wings, and you better have some wings that can defend. Because if not, you might as well forget about it.
Appreciate the call, Leo. Thank you. You ready, Evan?
Yeah, just a couple of super chats to clean up on YouTube. Big thanks to Adco Pest Control and Yoki is the name, $2 each. This one was when the trade was announced. Has not been confirmed yet, yeah. But so we get nothing back, not even Josh Green. That's from Adco. And then Yoki wants Jaden Hardy in return from the Mavericks.
Well, apparently
they're both on the table still.
Well, I don't think Hardy's coming out west. I don't think Dallas would, you know, I'm hearing Gafford and Hardy. I think those guys are fixtures with the Mavericks, Donnie. So I would love to have either one of those guys. But to Yoki is the name. I don't think if this does go through that Hardy would be part of the package.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, we've got conflicting reports. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN reported that Klay Thompson was going to sign a three-year deal with the Dallas Mavericks for $50 million, third-year player option. As part of the deal, Josh Green from Dallas was going to go to the Charlotte Hornets, but Chris Haynes saying not so fast.
Wow.
Nothing's been agreed to yet. The Warriors, according to Anthony Slater, have not agreed to a deal at this point. So we'll see if... we'll see if anybody jumped the gun or not.
Yeah, and Sonny, I'm going to tell you this because how I feel. I hope this is not real because I still want Klay, and I just said it to you 30 minutes ago as a Warrior. So I'm hoping this is like, this is, for that, this just reeks of a lot of stuff going on behind with the Warrior culture if Klay takes this deal, the 3 for $50, for me.
I don't think this is an Aaron Judge situation because neither Woj nor Shams have taken their tweets down Klay, which is typically when you're in trouble. Shams' latest one is Klay Thompson intends to join the Dallas Mavericks, and then Woj still has the details from his prior one. So,
yeah. Okay.
Wow. And it looks like a KCP sign with the Magic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
People were wondering what his availability.
Let's go to to Eric. Eric's in LA. What's up, Eric?
All right, you guys don't know what you're talking about because what I've done this morning is I've sent a letter to the commissioner's office to make sure Klay stays in
San Francisco.
All
right, get this guy off. Get him off. Get him off.
But the thing
you know what? He's also texting stupid stuff Xfinity mobile text.
Let me get him started. I sent my letter.
The pike.
Damn, no Klay?
If you've just joined us, Klay Thompson has played his last game with the Warriors. I think that's the safest yet most impactful statement. Probably headed to Dallas. We'll figure out the terms, but Klay Thompson is not going to be a Warrior. 13-year career. He played 11 seasons with the Warriors over 13 years.
Wow.
An original Splash Brother, four-time NBA champion, surefire Hall of Famer. Klay Thompson is no longer a Warrior.
And why do I keep defaulting to Curry and Dre had to sign off on this?
Because we've been assuming this whole time that Steph signs off on everything or doesn't sign off on everything. And I'm going to assume that he was okay with Draymond Green getting $100 million. And I'm going to assume Draymond Green and Steph Curry must have been okay with Klay leaving.
I'm looking at Charlotte's roster. Would you tell me to stop thinking maybe the player could come not from Dallas but from Charlotte?
Yeah, I'm going to wait on that. I have no idea.
Miles Bridges. Thank you.
Well, if Miles Bridges.
He's also a free agent.
Yeah.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. By the way, all guests right now on 95.7 The Game, they appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Yes, we have a new guest line. River Islands.
YouTube
welcome.
About to break, Stoney. Almost 2K. Man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Again, it looks like Klay Thompson for all intent and purpose, we'll be headed to the Dallas Maverick.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.